Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Jürgen, unfortunately, we probably have to...
Did you say already we start?
No, he gave him a look and I gave him a look.
Oh, sorry, oh, wow. Non-verbal. Yeah. So, yeah.
Jürgen, unfortunately, we have to start by talking about injuries. How are the three boys who picked up problems at the weekend race event, first and foremost?
The three boys? Yeah, okay, it's... not great, definitely not. Would like to sit here and say we have absolutely no issues, but obviously we have some. So not available, obviously, Ali. That's a muscle injury where we don't know exactly how long it takes, but definitely not in the foreseeable time. Coming back, then we have Diogo with a knee issue, is ruled out. Curtis with a bone ligament issue ruled out. And then we have the others where we actually think we will deal with it day by day with muscle things. We will see for tomorrow. You see the lineup early enough and then you can see who made it and who didn't make it. And that's it pretty much. So all the a little bit longer term, like Trent and Dom, they are on the way back, but not in team training yet. And so that means they are not available as well. So it's a, yeah, that's a situation. Let me say it like that then. But what I said after the game, directly, I said, as long as we have 11 players, we will go for it. And that's exactly the idea. It takes with the boys day by day and with the games, definitely game by game. And tomorrow night is an incredibly important game for us against a really good side. I'm not sure you will ask about Luton, so that's why I start talking about them. Because what Rob, the job he's doing there is insane. I'm not sure it's really respected enough that a team with the amount of points they had in the beginning of the season, making such a footballing development, I'm not sure I saw that before. When you saw the Man United game, it was an incredible game of Luton. Yes, they lost it, but it was an incredible game. They increased possession periods during the season in a really crazy way. Good players, obviously top coached, and that will be a tough one. So we need Anfield. We need Anfield 100%. It must be a European night in England. For that, and yeah, that's it.
I know it's sometimes hard to talk about timescales for the players coming back, but with Curtis and with Diogo, is there a danger that they become more like months rather than weeks, or too early to take that?
Yeah, with Diogo, it will obviously take rather months. With Curtis, it's with the injuries as well. So, like, you have important days, so day 5, day 10, they're always important days when you then judge the situation again, because it depends how nobody reacts in the same way and depends on the pain level they still have and stuff like this. So I couldn't give you a time frame, even if I want to. So that's just how it is. And when you don't have these players available, makes no sense as well, just to say, okay, they will not be in before. So, how I said, they all react different to different issues, and that's what we want to take this time.
To bring it to a positive, you you've got this crop of young players who time and time again have stepped in and delivered. How much does that comfort you? You've got these guys who know how to come in and know how to do the job under pressure at times.
Yeah, I always said we are where we are because of them. That's how it is, because the boys really delivered. And we'll see how many of them we will have to use and will give the opportunity, because obviously in a good moment they all can be in. That's how it is. And we have still options there, definitely. Players who showed already what they can do, like James or Bobby. And others even who didn't feature yet, you know, but in and around that, Kumas, Dancy, they're all massive talents. Trey, they're all massive talents. So we will see what we'll do. But now we are just planning for tomorrow, and then from there we go.
Hi, can I just get your reaction to Roy Hodgson standing down after almost 50 years as a manager?
Oh, Roy. So I think I said a couple of times, I don't really understand why he's still doing the job. So now with my situation, you'll probably understand even better why I don't understand what he's doing. One of the greatest I ever met, definitely, for that long time in the business. Human, full of experience, trendsetter in the beginning, kept his idea. It's always like this. When it's not going well, that's the problem in our business. Then people forget a little bit how good the times were before. I think Crystal Palace could be like that if there were some supporters who were shouting that for him to get the sack. Then I definitely forgot how good a job he did in the few times when he was there. So, I hope he's doing well. I hope, because that was obviously a shocker last week when I heard about. I was taking ill in training. That's nothing what should happen at all. I hope he's doing well, and when he's doing well, then I wish him just the very best of times that he can have and stay healthy. That would be the most important. But it's a bit of a shame that I couldn't say properly goodbye to him, because we faced each other quite frequently and like each other a lot. But that's not the biggest problem.
Faced a team who are expert set pieces at the weekend against Brentford, and he's probably going to do that again tomorrow night. Is that something that you will be focusing on?
We always do. Yeah. We always have to. There's no team in the Premier League who doesn't deserve the respect around their offensive set pieces, because it's just the situations get completely different judged in England. I'm long enough here to know that, meanwhile, but it's like this. It's completely different judged in England like they are in other countries. The six-yard box is just another area where everybody can act pretty active, I would say, around the goalkeeper. So we have to be really spot on in these moments. And yes, I saw the game against United, but we saw other cuts of other games as well. So set pieces are one strength. But I have to say, the way they play their system, the way the confidence level, because they are in a good moment. If you go through the results in the last few weeks, it's incredible. In the end, it's still only 20 points, if I'm right. But even the games they lost, they were really in the game. We experienced a tough game there, but that was a completely different game to how they act now. That time they were rather passive, deep defending, counter-attacking. They have that still, but now in possession, they found obviously a structure where everybody feels really comfortable. I think Ross Barkley is one of these nice stories, if you want, who really is back to its best or better, plays a deeper role, super disciplined on the ball, extreme, incredibly strong. Lokonga, when you see him playing and you think, oh, is an Arsenal player and they loaned him. Interesting. So really, really strong. Then the experience and all these things. And again, they obviously are really together. I think the situation at Bournemouth a few weeks ago or months ago with the captain is something which brought them even closer together and showed them there are worse things in life then maybe getting relegated, and so fight for the chance you have. And that's how they show up. I respect that a lot. So not just because of our situation, maybe we will see how lineup will look, but in general, they deserve respect, and we have to show that with a proper Liverpool performance. And with Liverpool performance, I mean really everybody who enters the gate to Anfield has to be on their toes tomorrow night, because they are really good.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Season asking you about Alexis McAllister playing the sixth role, but with Endo back in the midfield situation, I've probably been seeing more his natural position, which will be how that changes things and for him as well, to be playing in a more natural position for him.
Where that comes from, what's a natural position for a player exactly. Footballers especially nowadays can play different positions, there's absolutely no doubt about it. I had to learn that over the years as well, and I don't mean me playing or me coaching, that you can use the boys in different, that you have to get rid of these clear structures, who is where. An attacker has to defend and a defender has to attack. That's the easiest way to put it. And Alex is just incredibly important for us. He always was since he's here. And that he can play different positions, that he has the tactical, the brain to do that, that shows and says everything about him as a player. Because I don't think he really is really bothered about. I'm not sure we have ever heard anything about that, that he said, well, I would prefer to play a bit higher, stuff like this. We don't restrict players. In these moments, they have the ball, we all have to defend, we have the ball, we all have to attack. That's as easy as it is, and who is not directly involved has to protect. So that's how we understand football, and Alexis is a key part in that. And ask me or him in 5 years again, what is his natural position? Maybe you would be surprised.
Any more for Jacobs?
Jürgen, it's quite remarkable this season there hasn't been a single game where every member of the first team squad has been available. Like, at least one player has been unavailable at some point. You talked last week about like the flexibility of the group as a whole, but how flexible do you have to be this season and adaptability in terms of, you know, the squad selection almost being different on a weekly basis?
We always... I always had to be flexible, always. And it's not a real problem, to be honest. As long as you have enough players available, you use the boys, you know them, you know what they can do. We actually didn't see it like that, to be honest. In the moment when we had the problems with both left backs, natural left backs out, stuff like this, you find a solution, and the solution worked out brilliantly. don't have the sixes you would see before the season. Who can play there? Not available. How can you sort that? So that's actually the job to do. I would say as long as it's not an hour before the game, because then it becomes really tricky, because that's then only a little talk and hope. As long as you have a session at least, then it's fine, because these boys are all really good on the ball, and have to be good against the ball. So, and that's just that changed only slightly, probably in different moments. Yes, we had to be flexible, but that was rather good fun than a problem, to be honest. The thing is, look, we have now a situation where we don't. If, how I said, it would be better. I would just say no injuries, all fine. So, and then we talk about the luxury problem of who would start and stuff like this. We didn't have that a lot. That's true. But in a moment, you just got the news and you just deal with it and then go from there. And there's no excuses. And we will trapse everything. We said it before, 5,000 different ways to win a football game. We only have to find one. That should always be possible, especially at home, where we can, if we all already generate a dynamic where people... I'm not sure if you say that in English, can grow above themselves. It's just that you really become the best version of yourself, and who cares then about the number on your back or the position you play? It's actually not really important. It's just what can you contribute and what can you bring to the team? And that's what I think we all, if we didn't know it before, we all learned it this year, 100%. And the boys like that as well. They like the different... approaches, let me say like that, always based on the situation we have as a team, and that's what we will keep trying.
Just one more on Cody Gakpo. 10 goals for the season at the weekend, fourth player to do that this season, score 10 goals for the club. Has it kind of gone under the radar just how good a season he's having, 10 goals for the competition so far?
Look, the numbers are 100% absolutely all right, or even better. But Cody had a bit of a struggle in between the season. This was more my fault. And a bit of the situation. Now we spoke about, can Cody play a midfield position for us? Yes, he can. In different moments. Is it his position now? I would say no, that's not. But the offensive part of that role, he can definitely play. But with the defensive things, which he was not used to, that cost him a bit of confidence in moments. You could see that. Just a boy who came here and was flying from day one, pretty much. And then all of a sudden you saw, okay, that's now not exactly the same. So these kind of things happen. Will help him in the long term anyway. But in the short term, it's not always then directly. You cannot directly see it. But now he's absolutely there. And as long as we can avoid that, we probably will not bring him midfield. And when it's very offensive, which is again, I'm 100% sure is possible. But I was not under the radar. If you would ask Cody, he wouldn't say it's the best season of his life. But we all know how good a player he is, and he's always a threat. And he can be a threat in the air. He is on the ground, really good, has a super finish, all this kind of thing, and a good nose for finishing situation, a good dribbler, can keep the ball for us. Plenty of super things we can use and we need. And that's it pretty much.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.